When the ancient Knesset HaGedola established the Amidah, they did so with prophetic wisdom. They did so leaving enough space for us to input our own personal subjective needs into the brachas, as well as davening for the needs of Klal Yisrael. And when we daven and we input different kavanas, we can have a much more rich and meaningful experience. One such example of this is the bracha of Re'ev Anin. Because a person in general has three basic needs: Boni, Chai, Mazoni, children, life, livelihood, Parnasa. For life and livelihood, we have brachas. But what about davening for children? What about davening to find a spouse? With David, the son of Rav Tzvi Elimelech of Din of the Bnei Sasra, says, well, actually, this bracha, Re'enov Anyenu, is an appropriate place to daven to find one's zivug, one's life partner, and also one's children. Also to daven for children. Re'enov Anyenu. Why? Because in the Haggadah we say, Vayar es Anyenu, and he saw our affliction, Zu precious derech eretz. This was the fact that the Mitzrayim separated or caused the separation of husbands and wives. They tried to stop us having children. They stopped us procreating. They stopped us developing Klal Yisrael. So Re'ev Anyenu is to tap into that. To tap into that koyach that was there in Mitzrayim. Vayar es Anyenu. Re'ev Anyenu. See it. It's clear that this bracha is related to that pasuk. To see our affliction, Vayaris on Yenu. He saw our affliction, we ask Hashem to see our affliction. What affliction? If we haven't found our life partner, if we haven't been blessed with children, this is the time to daven, friends. It's interesting that in Mitzrayim, the two things that really caused the redemption is the increase, the population explosion of Klal Yisrael, coupled together with our davening, v'nitzak el Hashem, causing out to Hashem. So really the things come together. And this is really what ultimately will bring the Geula. For it's the more we reflected, the more we grew. The ability to grow from our challenges. The ability to call out to Hashem from a place of desperation, from a place of need. To answer, to create the space for Him to answer to us. And therefore we ask Hashem, Hashem, this galus is so hard. Whether it's our national galus, whether it's our own personal challenges. We ask Hashem that these thoughts, these hopes, these dreams, these aspirations, these tefillos should bring the Geula closer. Whether it's the Geula for the nation, whether it's the Geula for the individual. Both of them are Re'ev Anyenu. And both of them therefore need V'galeinu L'man Shemecha. They're affliction, they're challenging, they're difficult. But through calling out to Hashem, creating that space, recognizing His providential hand, His omnipotence, His power, and His ability to bring redemption and salvation.